This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Let's talk college sports for a second, because there's a proposal out there that I think would work. It would work, but it also is crazy at the same time. What I'm talking about is Greg Byrne, who is the Alabama athletics director, and he's got a solution in his mind for this debate that's been going on for many years, but it's gotten worse, right? I think we would admit, especially with the Ohio State Michigan incident, it came back up big time, and that is court storming, field storming. And I don't want to get into reopen the debate about storming the court and their college kids and having a good time. There's obviously the safety issue that is, I think, most important here, and why a lot of people believe it shouldn't happen. What I want to talk about is the proposal, which is right now the SEC and other conferences will fine teams, universities, athletic departments.
A lot of money.
For example, most recently, Vanderbilt received $500,000 fine from the SEC after they stormed the court when they upset Kentucky in Nashville. Big win for their program. His idea, though, the Alabama AD, it's not the first time he's brought it up, but it's getting more traction. He says that you should call the game a forfeit after the fans leave the stands for the field or court. That could be the solution. He says safety is the main issue. Quote, I think from a safety standpoint, keeping people off the fields and courts is a good thing for everybody involved. If we said that the home team, if they storm the field or court, they're going to lose the game right then and there, that will stop it. I don't think he's wrong that it would stop it. I mean, you want to talk about a punishment. It would stop it.
It certainly would.
You would not, I think, have, because the university would also like have such strict punishment within it. And they would, if they had to have even more security, there, nobody is going to have a buzzer beating shot to knock off the top 10 team in the country. And their fans rush the court. And then they say, oh, by the way, the number 10 team actually still won. That's never happening, right? Am I crazy?
No, it would
work, but you can't do this.
It would be egregiously stupid.
You would also have, you would have issues with the fan base and the team. Imagine like the coach just flat out calling out the student that rushed the court that then cost his team a top 20 win that may have got them in the NCAA tournament. It would just be nuts, honestly.
We're letting something that had nothing to do with what happened on the floor determine the outcome of a game, which is very, very, very dumb. I will say this. It is kind of funny hearing Alabama's athletic director say this after they lost to Vanderbilt in football and after they have a very good basketball program now as well, where, hey, if the other team storms, hey, we still get the win. Hey, Alabama might be in the football playoff. We might have been in then if this rule existed, because Vandy would have stormed they would have rushed the field or whatever. You're right in the fact that it would absolutely fix things, but to have an outcome of a game that is taken very seriously from a football standpoint and a basketball standpoint in terms of determining potentially whether a team makes or does not make the NCAA tournament, the college football playoff, a bowl game, just a monumental upset in general, whatever. You can't have it be related to something that is, one, after the game is over with officially, and two, something that has nothing to do with any of the players on the actual field you know, themselves. I don't know how you fix it. I think that it's very easy. You can identify students, I think, easier than any time beforehand. You can start. I know that they've had trouble picking out students who have thrown bottles on the stands and stuff like that.
Right.
But there's some way where I think you can penalize the student body maybe more than the team itself if something like this continues to happen. Because if the world was perfect, you get the opposing team off the floor, everybody rushes, and it's fine. And there's no problem.
And we've seen some adjustments. Some coaches have called timeouts. In college basketball in particular, they'll call a timeout. They know the game's over, and they'll take their team off the floor to prevent that. We've seen that play out here locally with a couple of the schools here in the last year or so. That makes a lot of sense, allowing that to happen. I think some schools have gotten better about, you know, roping off, basically. I'm mainly talking about basketball because that's, like, it happens in football, but I think the safety issues from
the court rushing is more
just
dangerous.
Because of the, the square footage. Like, we're talking about a much smaller area compared to a football field.
Sure.
So, safety, I totally get why people want to find a solution. A lot of people, and I got a text from my buddy, and then also the text line has mentioned this too, which is, what's to stop, though, someone from pretending to be, like, now this would take a pretty coordinated effort in a game. It's like, what's to stop fans from acting like they're fans of the winning team and then striking and costing the team a game? Now, they're not going to cause a forfeit if, like, 10 fans do it, I don't think. I think it's if all of a sudden the masses do that. Like, if one idiot rushes the court, they're not forfeiting the game.
Yeah,
So you would have to have a pretty large number that somehow got into that building and pretended to be, like, KU's playing, you know, K-State in Bramlage like they just did. Now, they did not. To their credit, actually, they did not storm the court, if I remember
right. I thought that was impressive from K-State. Good for them.
So they did not storm the court when they beat KU. Maybe that's telling about KU's season. I don't know. But they did not storm the court. Imagine if there's just a bunch of, Kansas fans? Is that what we're alluding? Like, we just think there's a bunch of KU fans that there's 200 of them somehow, and they all storm the court wearing K-State gear?
I will say
and then
this.
To cost K-State the win? Like, is that what we're talking about?
That would be very coordinated. Also, don't put anything past college students at this rate. I don't know, because people who love their college teams love their college teams. I don't. So somebody says ban the student section from attending the next home game. I don't think you can do that.
That's tough. I will say
that would be a hefty penalty in terms of don't mess this up for our team.
I mean, student tickets, I don't know how every university does it.
That would be something that would be interesting, but I don't think they would do it, nor should they, because it kills the college part of the it kills the atmosphere.
It does have to be a stiff punishment to prevent it. But part of, I still think part of being in a student section, if you're at a school that is not expected to win and you come up with a massive upset, whether it's football or whatever, part of that is the fun, right? College kids rushing the field and all that. How do you make it safer is a fair question. I don't know if flat out taking forfeiting wins is the solution, even if I'll admit that I think that would stop it. And if that's all we're trying to do, then so be it. But there's no way this would get approved. It was just an interesting suggestion that was thrown out there by the athletic director at Alabama, right?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.